Chinatown has one of Boston's most competitive real estate markets. Advocates say the neighborhood needs more affordable housing if it's going to continue being a home for working class and immigrant residents. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, they hope an alternative model of land ownership helps them get there.
Tiny brick row houses cram two full city blocks just south of downtown Boston. They're reminiscent of a bygone time when waves of new immigrants settled in the area. First Syrian, Jewish, and Irish families, and later Chinese workers.
Back in the day, there were maybe, there were hundreds of immigrant families living in these small properties.
Lydia Lowe is a longtime community organizer in what's now known as Chinatown. This isn't the bustling Chinatown of restaurants and tea shops that most people know. It's the quieter residential part.
And this whole area, because it was like landfill, so it was kind of stinky. It was also near a rail yard. It was very undesirable at the time. And so the only people who would live here were the immigrants.
It would have been hard to imagine in the 1800s how these row houses would become prime real estate. But the proximity to downtown Boston and the white-hot housing market turned even the most distressed properties into little gold mines. Fearing the row houses would be lost to redevelopment, a group of activists got together in 2015. They formed the Chinatown Community Land Trust. That's a type of nonprofit that acquires properties with the goal of keeping them affordable. The first place they wanted to purchase was a three-unit row house at 29 Oak Street. Lowe recalls they had to scrape together $1.7 million to compete with investors and buy the property.
We had to show that this was possible because nobody believed us. So this is Boston's first community land trust condo. It means that we own the land and then the unit owners own their own unit.
600 people applied to buy the condos. Among them was Eddie Hickey, who snagged a ground floor unit with a nice area out back.
This is the backyard. You can kind of see there's a little garden area over here. Some raised planters.
Hickey says getting into the community land trust was like winning the lottery. He paid $167,000 for the one-bedroom condo. That's less than a third of what it was appraised for. The only catch is that if he sells, there's a cap on how much he can list it for. But Hickey says that's a fair trade-off for being able to buy a condo.
Realistically, I would have either rented for the rest of my life or left the city. Those are kind of the two options. I don't think I'm alone in that. I have a lot of friends that's kind of where they're at. They're like, do I leave or do I keep renting?
One of Hickey's neighbors is Maydon Lin, a 32-year-old server at a restaurant in Chinatown. Living with her husband and two kids, she says they were sharing an apartment with another family at the height of COVID. But then her family got a condo through the land trust. Speaking through an interpreter, Lin says being a homeowner has stabilized her family's life in Chinatown.
There is no worrying about rent, and also we have been accommodating to the life in Chinatown, and moving somewhere else would be a big culture shock.
The Chinatown Community Land Trust now has two properties and is pursuing two more, but it's hard for a nonprofit to acquire properties in such an expensive part of town. It relies on city subsidies, loans, and donations from people who support the work. The model dates back half a century, developed in part at a nonprofit in Western Mass, the Schumacher Center for New Economics. Co-founder Susan Witt says at their core, community land trusts seek to rein in the cost of land so it can be used to house people rather than generate profit.
We're moving land out of the market, not to the state, but into regionally organized, democratically structured nonprofits.
According to the Schumacher Center, Massachusetts is home to 16 community land trusts, from Lawrence to Great Barrington, with more than a third sprouting up over the last decade. An old triple-decker in Dorchester is the most recent acquisition of the recently formed Boston Neighborhood Community Land Trust. The trust already owns 30 units in Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. Executive Director Meredith Levy says the aim is to preserve rental housing in areas hard hit by foreclosures, gentrification, and evictions.
We keep seeing the same problem. People cannot afford to live in their homes, and so they're getting pushed out and they're having to leave the city.
Levy says a key challenge is how to scale up the community land trust model. The easiest way would be through massive government subsidies, but that's a tall order. Neither the state nor the federal government are funding them, and cities like Boston only have so much money for affordable housing. Levy says even on a tiny scale, land trusts can make a world of difference to the people who live there.
It's kind of like thinking about housing as the commons, the way we think about public water or parks or libraries. Like, housing is something that should be a right and something that people don't have to worry about.
And once the stress of unstable housing is gone, Levy says people can focus on other things, like their kids' education and building their own careers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.